The Department of Health is adamant that the first batch of vaccine will be in South Africa by the end of the month and ready for rollout. Zweli Mkhize is the Minister of Health.
We're still on course because the issue was to target January. We haven't got any reason to worry about that change. So as soon as the vaccines come, we will then start the vaccination program in February. We're anticipating 1 million vials, and then next month we'll be expecting another 500,000.
However, the news has been met by myths. Some say the vaccine is the biblical mark of the beast and a ploy by the devil to capture citizens. Others allege it is a product of 5G technology, allegedly aimed to depopulate the world. Some claim it has the potential to change people's DNA, and still others have described it as an injection of death. As a result, some like Thandeka Phakathi want nothing to do with the vaccine.
Personally, I will not be taking the vaccine because of the myths around the whole thing. Currently, there are rumors that people are dying after taking the vaccine, and there are other rumors saying that there will be chips inserted in our systems. So at the current moment, I will not be taking the vaccine unless it has been run through the members of the parliament first.
Others like Mongani Mabasa are rejecting the myths.
I don't believe if you take the vaccine you have side effects, or you start to be sick, or you'll be eliminated. I do not believe that. And it's something that I'll never believe. I don't believe that our government will use something as a vaccine to eliminate its people.
Shabri Madi, professor of vaccinology at the University of Witwatersrand in Johannesburg, attributes the myth to lack of knowledge.
COVID-19 is going to be with us for decades still. What vaccines are able to do is hopefully they're able to actually prevent the type of resurgences that we're experiencing. Immediately, in the immediate future, trying to protect people from dying from COVID, and then in a more medium term, to try to prevent this type of resurgences by having large enough percentage of the population that eventually develop immunity.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says the government is worried by these myths.
We need to build broad acceptance amongst our people of the vaccine program and to vigorously tackle misinformation and misunderstanding, ensuring that we speak accurately, basing our pronouncements on facts, on science and medical evidence.
Under the government rollout plan, health workers will be the first to get the vaccine, followed by essential workers, the elderly, and those with pre-existing health conditions. The rest of the population will come last. Tuso Kumalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.